Hey guys, welcome to our Succulent Network podcast. In this podcast, we're going to talk about how to grow and care for Haworthia. Haworthia is a genus of about 150 species of small succulent plants. Most species are endemic to South Africa, with some species extending into neighboring countries in Swaziland, Namibia, Mozambique. Many species of Haworthia have been moved into new separate genera, Haworthiopiensis and Tulistia. Haworthia grows solitary or can be clump-forming with usually stemless rosettes of fleshy leaves that vary in size, shape, texture, and color. Even two plants that grow side by side in the same condition can have an entirely different coloration or markings. In some species, stems can grow up to 50 cm or 20 inches long. Flowers are small, generally white, and borne in slender, erect, and unbranched stem. The genus is named after the British botanist and entomologist Adrian Hardy Haworth. Growing conditions for Haworthia. Haworthia are easy to grow. You can use containers or even have them in your gardens. They are usually grown in containers as they are indoor plants. But you can bring your containers outdoors in the summer. That should not be any problem. What lighting conditions are best for Haworthia? Although some species can grow in full, bright sun, most Haworthia live in more sheltered spots, and they are adapted to thrive in partial shade. In habitat, they tend to grow under bushes and rocks overhangs. This adaptation makes them well suited for low light condition, found in homes or offices, places that potted plant don't necessarily need to have that bright area. With some protection from the hottest ray of the sun or the mid-noon sun. White, yellow, or red tingle leaves are usually an indicator that the Haworthia plant is receiving too much sunlight. Deep shades tend to weaken the plant over a prolonged period. If you want to learn more about succulent changing colors, be sure to check out our other podcast on how to make succulent change colors. What is the best soil for your plant? All Haworthia species do not like their roots to remain wet for prolonged periods of time, so their potting soil should be a well-draining potting soil. If you want to learn more about well-draining potting soil, be sure to check the link in the description to our website where we have an in-depth article about the subject. In the habitat, Haworthia plants are found growing in sandy soils in rocky areas, so you should use a commercial succulent soil or create your own well-draining potting mix. Haworthia temperature guide. Haworthias like warmer temperatures in the summer, but cooler in the winter. The natural cooler temperatures found in the unheated room during the winter are perfect because they tend to rest at that time of year. However, Haworthias do not like to be too cold, no lower than 4.4 Celsius or 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Some species can survive a light frost for a short period of time. But it's better not to take the chances. Most Javordias are cold hardy, down to USDA hardiness zone 10A, that is 30 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 1.1 degrees Celsius. What pot size should you be using? Shallow pots are generally better than deeper pots. Some Javordias have large, thick roots that ask for deeper pots, so be sure to check your plant before buying a container. But at least make sure that it has a drainage hole, as the plant will die if overwatered. If you want to learn more about overwatered plant, be sure to check our link that describes in depth how to deal with overwatered plants. How to water Javordia. These succulents are very tolerant of underwatering, but overwatering can quickly lead to rooting. For spring to fall, water thoroughly. Then wait until the top of the soil dries out before watering again. During the winter period, it is better to water less. Water just enough to keep your leaves from shriveling. If you use saucers or any empty standing pots, be sure to water promptly. How to fertilize Javordia. Javordia are small, slow-growing succulents, and they do not require much fertilizer for optimum growth. Fertilization is a good idea. Feed only with a diluted fertilizer and only during the active growth season. Avoid summer fertilizing, as Javordias are in short rest periods during that time. Do not fertilize newly pot plants for the first year. Repotting. These succulents are generally slow growing and can stay in the same pots for years. For best health, Javordias should be repotted into fresh soil every 2 to 3 years. Many Javordias freely offset and form clusters much larger than the individual plant. When the cluster has outgrown its pot, repot your Javordia, but make sure to do so in the spring or early summer, not in the winter. Clean any dead or shriveled leaves and move the plant into a larger pot with fresh soil mix, only if the clusters cover the entire surface of the soil. Repotting is also time for you to take those offsets and create propagation. How to propagate Javordia? It is best to propagate by offsets. It is the quickest and most common method of propagating Javordias. These succulents can also be propagated by leaves and seeds. When propagating by offsets, be sure that your plant is healthy. Most Javordia will make offsets sooner or later. Remove the offset when they have started developing their own roots. Allow the offset to dry for 1 or 2 days and plant them in a small pot with a well-draining soil mix. Put the pot in a warm, bright spot and water when the soil is dry. How to propagate by leaves? Those plants that never or rarely offset can also be propagated from leaf cuttings. To propagate Javordia by leaves, remove a healthy leaf from the main plant along with a slightly bit of the attached stem tissue. Allow the leaf to calluso over for several days, then put it into a container with a well-draining soil mix. Keep the container in a bright place without direct sunlight and water when the top of the soil is dry. In many cases, one or more new plants will slowly form from the leaves. Roots will appear in 3 weeks, but rosettes often take a longer time to develop. When repotting with seeds, sow seeds in the spring or fall in a well-draining soil mix. Keep this soil moist until germination, that usually takes 1 or 2 weeks. Transplanting seedlings into individual pots after the first or second year. Common pests and diseases of the Havordia. Pests. Havordia are generally free of the most pests that attack succulents. The one exception for this is mealybugs. They can be a common problem but easily resolved by physically removing them or with a standard house plant incendies. When soil is kept too moist, fungus gnats can be another problem. Diseases. Constantly wet soil can lead to the rotting of the roots. It is a common problem with Havordias. A symptom of a rotted root includes the stumpets of growth, the reduction in the plants, or leaf size, or leaves begin to shiver. Occasionally, such roots can be removed by cutting them from the stem, but often it can lead to death. Toxicity of Havordia. Havordia species are generally a non-toxic plant to humans and animals. If you would like to learn more about Havordia, be sure to check out our website, succulentsnetwork.com. I hope you have enjoyed these episodes of How to Grow and Care for Havordia. And if you have not yet subscribed to our channel, make sure you do so. For more tips and tricks, check out our website where we talk about everything in much more detail. Thank you. Bye.